ya lo hace, pierna derecha, directo al arco, golazo, golazo.
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
Good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today for Friday, August 2nd, 2019. I am Kevin Larame, and I'm flying solo today. Dwayne's on a holiday. We wish him a great day and hopefully not too much heat. And hopefully everything goes well. Dwayne will be back on Monday, of course, for our weekend review and our first show of the week. But today we're going to talk about some transfer news coming out of Montreal. Yes, maybe a new player for the Montreal Impact. We'll talk about this in a few minutes. We'll look at the games this weekend as well. We'll look at the weekend schedule in Major League Soccer. Forge FC last night of the Canadian Premier League played their first ever game in the CONCACAF League versus the Avocado Eater of Antigua JFC, and they won 2-1 for Forge FC at home in Hamilton. They conceded the first goal, and they were pressured and pushed during that game. But David Chouinard, a product of the Montreal Impact Academy, scored a late game winner for Forge, taking the first leg 2-1, then going to travel to Guatemala to face the Avocado Eater in the second leg. But great win last night by Forge FC in the CONCACAF League, which is the qualifying round of the CONCACAF Champions League, the proper one that starts in the spring. Also, a good friend of the show, Jeff Router, has published an article yesterday on The Athletic, and I do suggest, we'll have the link in the description of the show here for the podcast listeners. We suggest you read it and subscribe to The Athletic. It is a very worthwhile subscription for multi-sports coverage. I wish the coverage of soccer in Canada was better on The Athletic, but that's my own little issues. But speaking of Jeff Router, his article yesterday, a USL Academy League coming maybe soon for the USL, which goes into the same vein of what I heard over the last few weeks, at least here in Montreal. There is a growing sentiment in the Montreal Impact, at least training staff for sure, but front office and even higher up. They do need a reserve team once again. FC Montreal needs to come back, and with the USL Academy League, it's been rumored that USL would drop the quote-unquote two sides from MLS, from the championship, and maybe from League One altogether, and maybe have them all in the USL Academy League, and it does create a lot of potential for those MLS 2 sides or the USL team that are owned by MLS sides that are used as a reserve or U23 and sometimes even U20 teams. There's a potential there for a lot more playing time for reserve players, at least in the Montreal Impact Academy, and maybe that way the buying option of getting a franchise in the USL is lower because you're only in the USL Academy League, which makes the comeback of FC Montreal more likely if there's not a lot less cost involved. That was the big problem with FC Montreal. It was costing way too much for the owner. And now, maybe down the road, we're seeing a second life for a reserve team here in Montreal, and it would probably be for the better, for the best. If we look at players like Mathieu Chouinard, Clément Bayat, Daniel Kinoumbé, they do need playing time, and James Pantemis, of course, and having a reserve team in the USL Academy League for Montreal would really be a worthwhile addition to the development pyramid in Montreal. But this could be said for the rest of the league too. And when we look at the situation in the PDL, or if you, the USSDA, we have good teams. Like Montreal, Toronto have won it before. They have a very solid academy, like the talent and the level of the Toronto and Montreal Academy at the U15, U16, that level is very high. And they were always missing, at least for Montreal, since the departure of FC Montreal, missing that academy team, the reserve team, the top of the academy, the playing time versus good team opposition. Good opposition does make better players. And hopefully that's what we see for the future. But I do suggest to go on theathletic.com and read Jeff Rauter's article, which explains more as well. Other reasoning behind the creation of that league, what the rules would be. It's interesting. Teams could have a pay-to-play academy and still be in that league. It would be the club's decisions. Of course, some clubs would for sure buy in and some clubs wouldn't. We're not, the clubs that don't like to spend would not have a USL Academy league for sure. But I think the idea is really worthwhile. And I think the potential of that USL Academy League could be even bigger than that. You can have other academy teams having a club in this league, maybe non-MLS academy teams. I'm saying USL Championship academies could have a USL Academy team. You can have Canadian Premier League team maybe with an academy if the investment in their own infrastructures of their development pyramid gets bigger quickly. Maybe in 2 years' time, a KNPL team like Forge or let's use maybe Sigma can have a team in the USL Academy League. Those are interesting aspects. And this could all be easier to do with the USL Academy League that could be starting in 2020, according to Jeff Rauter. And you can read that article on theathletic.com. Let's move to transfer rumors. Yes. The Montreal Impact are linked to Boyan Kirchich-Perez, better known as Boyan, a Spanish player from the region of Catalonia, was developed by Barcelona, by La Masia, and made his debut with the club in 2007. A player that never lived up to expectations, that been traveling around, and made a kind of like a home in Stoke. He did play in Barcelona a bit, when loaned to Milan, loaned to Roma, then loaned to Milan, back to Barcelona to be sent back on loan to Ajax, and then made a bit of a home for himself with Stoke. He's still all the way up to now, pretty much. I think it was this transfer window. Owned by Stoke, and now he's on a free transfer. So Stoke is letting him go. He did play 74 games for Stoke since 2014, 15 goals. He played 11 games for Mainz in the Bundesliga in 2017, didn't really pan out. He went back to La Liga to Deportivo Alaves, so Alaves, played 13 games there, didn't score a goal, wasn't his best performance, I would say, over the last couple of years. He hasn't had a great season since maybe 2014. And maybe his 2013-14 season with Ajax was okay. But since his beginning at Stoke, he hasn't found himself. He's a forward, a winger. So attacking power here, maybe. If he finds his way, if he finds a home in Montreal, he could be dangerous. Joey Saputo, owner of the Montreal Impact, and Kevin Gilmore were reportedly in Bologna yesterday to meet Boyan Kirchich-Perez, and he has been linked, according to Jeremy Filosa of 98.5 FM, to the Montreal Impact all week long, and we will know more in the next few days. But this would be a big addition to the Montreal Impact in this transfer window, and would probably make you forget about Harry Novillo. This is maybe what Harry Novillo was supposed to be, but with a different type of pedigree. Yeah, a little less shopping, a little less dancing, and a little less partying, and hopefully a little bit more scoring for Boyan. That is linked with the Montreal Impact. We'll see if this is happening in the next couple of days, but it's more than rumors at this point, and it could be a great addition to the Montreal Impact that do travel to Colorado to face the Rapids tomorrow night. Speaking of schedule, let's take a look at the weekend schedule in Major League Soccer. Atlanta United versus the LA Galaxy at 5 p.m. on Saturday. The Red Bulls, the sliding Red Bulls, big loss last weekend, versus Toronto FC at 6 p.m. tomorrow. New England LAFC, big game for LAFC, big travel. New England, though, can prove something by beating one of the hottest teams in the league this year at home. Bruce Arena can show that his men are on the right path with a big win versus the LA FC team of Bob Bradley, Orlando FC, FC Dallas, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. Orlando will want to benefit from the week of festivities of the All-Star Game at home to bring that momentum to a MLS game versus FC Dallas, FC Cincinnati, Vancouver. FC Cincinnati have recalled Emery Walshman from his loan in the Canadian Premier League from Forge FC, and they're going to transfer him to Israel. It's going to be announced in the next couple of hours. FC Cincinnati, Vancouver at 8 p.m. This is a good time for the Whitecaps to get a win under their belt right now on the road versus the worst team in the Eastern Conference. Then Houston Dynamo at home versus Chicago. Interesting game, kind of. 9 p.m. on Saturday, Colorado, Montreal, like I was talking about, 9 p.m. as well. And you do have San Jose, Columbus. San Jose has become one of my most fun teams to watch this year. I love to see the growth and the dynamics of this team, how it plays, how it gels, how it learns. If you look at the San Jose Earthquakes game from game one all the way to this week, the growth is amazing. You see how those players are getting so much better underneath Matias Almeida. El Profesor is living up to his nickname and then some. And for me, that makes a very interesting storyline in San Jose. They needed positivity. It had been a while, and they had a whole year of Michael Starry. And it's fun to see a different attitude, positivity, at least this time around, coming out of San Jose. It has been a while. Minnesota United, Portland. There's one game left on Saturday. RSL NYCFC. Last game at 10 p.m. Three games on Sunday. Minnesota versus Portland. DC, Philadelphia. Very interesting game. Philly, tough schedule. Tough schedule. They had a big loss against Montreal last week, 4-0. And they're playing DC. And then they're playing Atlanta, I believe, and LAFC, if I'm not mistaken, or something similar to that. I just know that the next three games for Philly are extremely difficult. And this could be the make or break point for Philly this season. If Philly gets two wins in the next three games, Philly's going to finish top three in the Eastern Conference. If Philly goes on a four-game losing streak, which is possible even if they play well, just because of the opponents that are coming up, you can play the best soccer you can. You can still lose against LA. You can still lose versus DC or Atlanta. And it can have nothing to do with how you play the game sometimes. So for Philly, this could be a make or break situation, and we'll look at the standings in a second. But to finish the week in preview, Seattle Sounders versus Sporting Kansas City at 10 p.m. on Sunday. Now, the standings implication. I know it might be early, but it's so close, so tight. And now you see on your screen the standings. You see more Lions have appeared. So let me explain to you what you're looking at for now if you're watching the video feed. If not, we have the Philadelphia Union. There's an hash mark line. This tells you that if Philly would finish there first in the Eastern Conference, they have a bye in the first round of the playoff. Atlanta, DC, and New York are together in a grouping position 2, 3, and 4 in the Eastern Conference. Those three teams, if the playoffs would start right now, would host a one-game playoff at home. And Atlanta would face New England, DC would face the Montreal Impact, and New York City FC would face the New York Red Bulls at Yankee Stadium on a one-game winner. Moves on. Toronto would miss the playoffs. So this is the graphic you're looking at, and it's so close. We're talking about 6 points between the first place and the last spot that gives a spot in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Toronto FC is out of the playoffs, but they're still only 7 points out of the lead of the Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference is all to play for. After Toronto, there's a 6-point gap until Orlando, but it's going to be a jamboree, a Royal Rumble, a battle royale, call it whatever you like. It's going to be difficult for teams that are outside of the eighth position right now to make sure that they are in there. a couple teams that are making the playoffs right now will have a slip probably, and a couple teams will go on a run, like the Montreal Impact. They have a lot of home games coming up in the last stretch of the season, as always, and they're going August and September. The Montreal Impact usually gets hot in late August, September. It's been a few years that it's been similar, and I think it's calendar related. So I think it's going to happen this year again. I wouldn't be surprised if Montreal moves all the way up to fourth or fifth, but maybe fourth is the likely destination for the Montreal Impact to land on after their hot streak, if they do have one this year. But usually they do. So this is the portrait in the Eastern Conference. Let's go see the West quickly as well. LAFC, same position as Philly, but with a lot of points. 11 points lead versus number two team Seattle. LA Galaxy and San Jose are second, third, and fourth. And Minnesota, fifth. FC Dallas, sixth. And Portland, seventh in the Western Conference. So if the playoff would start tomorrow morning with the new playoff format, you would have Seattle Sounders facing the Portland Timbers. You would have LA Galaxy facing FC Dallas. And you will have the San Jose Earthquakes facing Minnesota United. That would be a fascinating matchup. And I would, like, the San Jose Earthquakes would host the playoff game if the playoffs were to start today. And that's fascinating to me. And that shows you just how well Matias Almeida has been able to work with his team this year. Take his team with no game changer. No, he wasn't really able to bring in all the players or Mexican players that he would like. Would have liked to bring, but still making amazing tasting chicken salad out of the San Jose Earthquakes. And that is fun to see. It's fun to see a group believing in their coach. It's fun to see a coach believing in his group. And it's fun to see a team who has not been winning a lot lately, winning a lot this year. And that's always positive. On that note, we'll say goodbye for today. A little shorter, lighter show for Friday. You can follow Dwayne on Twitter at 24th Minute and myself at Kev Laramie. We'll be back Monday with the week in review and with discussion of the world of football with a soccer perspective at Soccer Today SPN live Monday to Friday on Twitter at around 11 a.m. in the morning. And sometimes it's a little earlier, sometimes it's a little later. We always mention it on our Twitter feed, so go to our Twitter at Soccer Today SPN. And let us know if you have any information, any details that you would like us to talk about in the upcoming shows. But as always, if you like to hear us talk about Canadian soccer, make sure you subscribe to our Patreon page, patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork, where $2 a month will give you access to at least 4 shows a month. Usually on Tuesdays or Wednesday morning, we publish the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast, where Dwayne Rollins and myself talk about Canadian soccer, Canadian Premier League, Canadian Championship, Canadian Women's National Team, Canadian Men's National Team, and that's it. Only Canadian topics, or U Sports sometimes, and PDL, or, but it has to be Canadian, has to be Canadian soccer. And then we're talking about it on the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast. Again, $2 a month really helps us with the costs associated with everything we do and helps us reward us a little bit for our time as well. So go to patreon.com/sportspodcastingnetwork. And until Monday, as always, have a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.